Senate Bill 68 allows for community-based schools centered on the Ocheti-Shikowe essential understandings. The culturally based content standards are designed to teach all grade levels about Lakota, Dakota, and Nakota people. Supporters say a more culturally relevant education will help Native American students. Critics say these schools will divert funds from public schools in their district. Senators debated the issue for about 40 minutes on Monday. At that point, Senate Majority Leader Gary Kamak used a procedural move to end debate and immediately take a vote. The bill was voted down, and then its prime sponsor, Senate Minority Leader Troy Hinert, asked to have it reconsidered the next day. Hinert explains the unusual nature of Monday's debate.
A long-standing tradition is the prime sponsor always gets to close their bill. And I hold no malice to my good friend who made the motion. I don't think he did it intentionally, but once that motion was made, it just stopped everything.
Senators then voted 18-16 in favor of reviving the bill. That gave Hinert a chance to introduce an amendment addressing some of the funding concerns. Then Senator Reynold Nessebaugh invoked another procedural rule to delay further action on an amendment. That move is not open for debate. Lieutenant Governor Larry Roden, who presides over state Senate proceedings, decided on a two-day delay. Lawmakers will reconsider Senate Bill 68 on Friday. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry.